When a mural is first painted, it looks incredibly fresh and vital. It's actually quite hard to paint a mural that is so tonal and so crafted as to meld into an already tarnished and patinaed environment. They always look very fresh and vital. Trouble is if you take them into the context of a rundown environment, and often murals are used specifically in rundown areas, to me, they make the area look worse. Because the contrast between the fresh paint, the fresh colours, and the beautifully crafted forms, between that and the surrounding environment, is so great that it makes the whole area look incredibly shoddy and like a garbage dump, a kind of like a total mess with something fresh put on it. I don't think it works at all.
But in so far as you were talking about, your effect on Bangor was such, you painted so many murals, that you were making a difference to the town.
Yes, there were, in one area, mainly of two or three streets, there were so many buildings I'd put murals on, or shop signs, or even window signs in buildings, that it was the painted town. It became the painted town. And that was a little different, because it really became kind of a phenomenon. You know, imagine a whole area with all the shops and homes all being climbed over by jesters, and with colourful, you know, landscapes and things happening. I mean, it just becomes something completely different. Yeah. It seemed to work. And people did like it.